Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with three rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend or do something a little more epic and conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
Welcome to a new edition of the Cards Cast, little spring football edition of the Cards Cast. I'm Cardinal Authority Senior Writer Michael McCammon, joined by publisher Jody Demling. Excited to bring on a guest that we'll have in a few minutes. New University of Louisville strength and conditioning coach Ben Sauter is going to be stepping into the Cards Cast and got a lot of questions to throw his way. Gain a little bit more knowledge about what's happening with the strength program and his impact on the program since he came over from Georgia a few months ago. But Jody, you know, spring practice is cruising along, essentially reaching the midpoint. And there's a lot of things we're hearing, a lot of positive things that we're hearing. Of course, you would hope to hear some positive things from spring football, but there's, you know, seems like some good news coming out of there.
Yeah, you know, they are through halfway through as they're off this week for spring break. This is spring break. They won't be back. Let's see. I don't have my calendar here. They won't be back. They've got next Monday is the next time, the 21st, that they have a practice. Next Monday and then Wednesday and then Friday and Saturday. And then the following week, they'll do Monday, Wednesday, Friday, or Thursday, and then the Friday, and then the spring game on Sunday afternoon. So, yeah, we're getting down to the nitty gritty of spring, Michael. And, you know, I think one of the things that, and we're going to talk, you're going to spend some time with Ben Sauters. He's a very important guy to talk to, because I think that's where spring ball and the excitement kind of start. And to me, and that means that the new staff members have really generated some excitement. It's really generated some new energy, some new life. And we've seen, and I know some people don't believe this, but the culture thing does matter. And we've seen that in the results. The year before COVID, when Louisville played a lot better than they did the year of COVID, and they couldn't do the kind of the culture stuff, and then take it to the next level of this year, things got better, but it still wasn't back to normal. And now moving forward, I think that's where we get back to normal. You throw those new coaches in there, and Michael, it's you can't overrate how much it means. And I think these new coaches have generated a lot of excitement, a lot of fun. The guys really do. They do enjoy being around this staff. Not that they totally haven't before, but I just think it's kind of different right now.
Yeah. You know, and obviously when you're the strength guy, you know, and it's the quote unquote off season, that's the on season for those guys as well. You know, and he came over right after winning the national championship with Georgia, helping them to win a title. And that's going to obviously, grab any player's attention when you can bring in a guy that's got that kind of stuff, that kind of item on his resume, you know, and really to help with the transition. And I'll ask him about this is, you know, he kept, you know, the bulk of the strength staff that was there before. So a lot of familiarity with the guys that were already around the strength and conditioning room for the players. So that certainly, I imagine, was a help. And Jody, we were out there when spring practice got started, and it's, you know, I remember the guys coming out of, you know, their tunnel, you know, from the locker room to the field inside Cardinal Stadium. And there were, you know, we're sitting there snapping some pictures, and there was multiple guys were like, wow, look at it, you know, look at that body. And then when we post the galleries, you know, same kind of reaction, you know, on Twitter, on the message boards at Cardinal Authority, you know, these guys have bulked up, you know, and so it's, and especially in some areas that they kind of needed to. Most notably, you know, there's been a lot of talk, obviously, about the defensive line, how they may not be the biggest group, you know, kind of undersized, especially when you go up against some of the more power teams in the ACC and elsewhere. So that's going to be certainly an area of need. And you know, just from the time we've been able to see them, you know, I like the look of the bodies. They seem like, you know, it's not just putting on weight in bulk, but they're also, you know, they emphasize, you know, keeping their speed and improving their burst and things like that. So really looking forward to see how that progresses throughout spring once we get our eyes on the spring game and then obviously into the fall camp in 2022. But, from what we can gather and from what we saw with our own eyes, the strength and conditioning group led by now Ben Souders has done a fantastic job getting these guys ready for spring ball.
Yeah, they have. And just real quick, it's a couple things on spring ball, you know. We've heard some different things offensively. I've heard from multiple people that Tyler Hudson is the best receiver on the field, which is huge. Yeah. And I think you go back and look at the evaluation that our national guys did with him going into the transfer portal. And I think that, that's spot on, with what I've heard and what I've been hearing about the way he's been performing. I know D. Wiggins has played at a high level, and they feel like the staff feels like he was a steal. And there's others, so it's not just those guys. But I'm fascinated, too, by offensively how the running back room kind of shakes out, because I've heard it's one day one day another day another. The fourth day, it might be the fourth guy. So there's four really good dudes in that room, and they're gonna battle. For those carries. And I think we're going to see a lot of games, Michael. It's still early. We're only halfway through spring, but I do think we could see games where you could have a different leading rusher than you did before, and it's a third different guy than you saw the game before that. So that's a good problem to have. But I do think one guy will probably step forward when it's all said and done, but depth really helps.
Absolutely. And, you know, the wide receiver and running back rooms are two that, you know, I'm really excited to see how they do progress, because I think they've gotten deeper and more talented and now more experienced to where they can flourish. And I think when you speak offensively, I think Louisville's in great shape there. Yes, they did, you know, lose their offensive line coach and had to slide another guy in position and bring in another guy, you know, some coaching staff changes there as well. But I think the way that Scott Satterfield was able to handle that made it pretty seamless. But talent wise, depth wise, I think you really have to be excited about what Louisville has. If they can become more consistent, that's something we heard from, offensive coordinator Lance Taylor when he came in, is, you know, look, they're basically been good from 20 to 20. We need to improve on the third downs. We need to improve in the red zone. And if they can do that, then I think the Louisville offense will become a more consistent thing. And obviously we have to see it before we believe it, but certainly, you know, things seem to be heading in the right direction. And obviously the biggest question mark is on the defensive side of the ball. You know, I mentioned the defensive line, how they progress and, you know, as far as strength and burst and all that, you know, and obviously getting bigger bodies, a guy that I've mentioned multiple times, we've talked about him, Caleb Banks, is somebody that, you know, I'm curious to see how much he progresses this spring, because he's certainly a big body, around 6'5", 6'6". He's up about 310 now. So if he's able to progress and create that, you know, that push consistently, then that could certainly help. I've heard some positive things out of Desmond Tell, a little undersized, but apparently getting, you know, really strong, and his break on the snap is impressive as well. So, you know, a lot to be determined by the defensive line, but also the guys in the secondary. You know, that's a big area of concern as well.
Yeah, no doubt. It definitely is, Michael. And you keep mentioning, you've mentioned a couple things as we transition. You mentioned a couple things, though. It's about the strength. It's about the conditioning. It's about the off. By the way, the off season's longer than the on season in college football. Yeah. So the strength and conditioning coach really does matter. Okay. Really does matter. That's why this Ben Souders hire is huge, in my opinion. He's dynamic. He's young and dynamic. He's a guy that just won a national championship as an assistant and guys are going to really watch and see what he does and how he does it and what he wants from them. And Michael, I think it's the, to me, like Lance Taylor is a huge hire for offensively. Wesley McGriff is a big time get defensively. But I do believe that Ben Souders is probably the most important hire of this offseason and for a number of reasons.
Yeah, absolutely. You know, he's kind of their head coach during the quote unquote offseason. That's who they basically are reporting to. And, you know, I think the way Scott Satterfield runs the program, yeah, obviously he's going to have some input on what he wants to see his guys, you know, achieve during the offseason when they're not in their game schedule. But I think for the most part, he's probably pretty much hands off, says, look, I want the guys to be able to do X, go do it. And, you know, and he basically becomes, you know, Ben Souders' team during that offseason. So and with that, let's just segue into it. Let's bring Ben Souders in to the Cards Cast.
Introducing the two-way V4, where groundbreaking fuel cell technology meets fresh foam cushioning for the ultimate performance. With fuel cell, each step feels explosive, delivering unparalleled energy return. Paired with fresh foam, experience maximum comfort throughout the game. Its lightweight textile upper offers support and breathability without sacrificing agility. Whether you're hitting the clutch shot or locking down the opposition, the two-way V4 gives you the tools to play at a high level. Learn more and purchase the two-way for yourself at newbalance.com.
Excited to bring on our guest here into the Cards Cast, Ben Souders, University of Louisville Director of Strength and Conditioning, in his first year with the Cardinals, coming over from Georgia, fresh off a national championship. And congratulations on that, first of all. It's got to be a great moment for you, and we'll get to that in a moment. But before we do that, I just kind of want to go back and talk a little about what brought you along this path that you're in. Obviously, a Kentucky native out of Bowling Green. Played at Western Kentucky. What was the college playing days like for the Hilltoppers? And from that point, what led you into getting into the strength and conditioning field?
Yes, sir. Yeah, I appreciate y'all having me on. You know, what brought me back to Louisville is, you know, growing up in this state, you know, Louisville had a rich tradition in football, especially when I was growing up and in my younger days and all the way throughout, you know, high school. That I mean, they had so many great years, and they were the school of the state when it came to college football. I mean, they were rocking and rolling, especially when they were in the Conference USA and then transitioned to Big East. Now we're in the ACC, but you know, I was well aware of the tradition at Louisville, and you know, from a professional standpoint, you know, you want to have an opportunity to be a director, you know, and for me, when this opportunity presented itself, it couldn't have been a better fit to be able to come back to your home state and get into a program that was so rich in tradition, that has had success and is having success. We got to take it to that next level. So it was a no-brainer for me. Our head coach here is unbelievable. Our head coach leads by character and high standards and the way he does things. I mean, he sets the example every day. So it was a no-brainer for me to come back home.
Now, you've had a number of steps along the way to get you to Louisville. You know, I may leave some off the list. I apologize if I do, but McNeese State, Gardner Webb, Southern Miss, interned at Alabama, and then obviously made your way to Georgia, where you had a big impact with the Bulldogs. How has that journey, I guess, made you better each stop along the way to where you are now, ready to become a director?
Yes, sir. Yeah, there's nothing other you could do to prepare other than getting experience. You know, experience is so valuable. That's something that you can't buy. That you can't make up. Experience allows you to be successful because you learn a lot of things to do. And then, you know, to be honest, you learn a lot of things not to do. And so, you know, I think all great coaches take things along the way, every place that they've been, and take the things they like and, you know, leave the things that they don't like. And, you know, you try to mold it to the fit that can help establish your program and put it in the right direction. So I think I've been very fortunate to be around a lot of great coaches that were even better men. And that's what I try to be for these young men is, you know, we tell them all the time that we're going to develop you as an athlete, but more importantly, our job is to develop you as a man. So when you leave the University of Louisville, you're successful for not just football, but you're successful for the game of life.
Awesome. And obviously your experience at Georgia, you know, are a highlight on the resume that's going to catch the attention of football players when you go to, you know, help a program get to multiple SEC championship games. And then obviously last year with the national championship, what was that experience like, you know, last year, you know, helping the Bulldogs to reach the pinnacle like that?
Yeah, just like you said, I mean, that's the pinnacle of college football. You know, when you get into this, obviously you're very competitive. And although I wasn't a player to achieve the national championship, I promise you there is nothing different. I don't think I would have had any different feeling. I mean, it's just like you mentioned, it is the pinnacle. So to be able to accomplish that, but knowing what it took to get there and the sacrifices that you've made, and, you know, and not only that, I mean, the people around you, the sacrifices they made, because, you know, you're only one person. You can only do so much. So as a group, you just look back and you reflect and you just see what it took to get there and how much investment was made by everyone involved. And that's, you know, support staff, coaches, players, trainers, administration. I mean, you go all across the board. It's not just a few people. It's the sum of everybody.
And then when you come into Louisville, how was it a pretty easy thing to kind of start building that bond with the players and kind of get to know them and let them know of your expectations?
Yeah, I don't think I had to speak too much about it. You know, I was very fortunate that, you know, I was able to come down and before I actually started on the job, truly, I came down on the Sunday night before we played in the national championship. Mm-hmm. And talked with the team and let them know that I was going to be, you know, I was going to be the guy and that we were all in this thing together. And the first thing I told them is it's going to be family, you know, and that's what I preach every day is it's all about us. It's about these men, both coaches, players, staff, and women that's in our program. And we're going to build something special and we're going to do it together. And we're going to do it together by loving each other and caring about each other. And, you know, we have to lead by example. So to be honest, you know, I really didn't talk about it that much, you know, because to me that they, number one, they saw it. These kids, they watch ball just like we all do, but I want them to know that I'm not going to reference that. You know, I want them to know what we're doing is special. It's unique that, you know, I've seen what it looks like and what it takes to get there. And now it's my job to take those things and those intangibles that I see here, mold them to what makes it best for us to be successful. So, to, you know, to piggyback and kind of answer that, you know, I try to do the guys justice by not saying, well, you know, at Georgia we did this, you know, and there's a few things I'll say, but I really don't try to bring that up because I want them to understand that this is our program. You know, we're going to build it. We're going to build it special. And, you know, Georgia's not our standard. Louisville is our standard, you know. So that's what we're trying to build.
Again, we're joined here in the Cards Cast by Ben Souders, University of Louisville, Director of Strength and Conditioning. I've been covering this team for a few years. I saw them as the season ended. Then I saw them again when you guys started spring practice last week or so. And they're on some of those guys, as they were walking out of that tunnel onto the Cardinal Stadium field, I mean, you could notice a physical difference in them. What's been your impression on how they have, you know, approached their offseason work with you guys in the weight room?
Yes, sir. Yeah, they've done everything we've asked them. And obviously anyone that has, you know, any sense of college football and how things are done in the offseason, there is no easy part of offseason, you know, and it only gets tougher every week. But, you know, I couldn't be more proud of where we're at. Are we where we need to be? No. But I tell our guys, you know, and I'm open and honest, we are taking the steps that we need to do to put ourselves in position to be successful. Are we there yet? No. But we're on the right track. But as we all know, we can be on the right track, but we still got to make it happen. You know, we still got to take that next step. And when we have the opportunities, we got to seize the moment. And I couldn't be more proud of their effort. They've done everything we've asked them. We've made it very, very challenging. We've added in a bunch of leadership principles and building our team and, you know, doing things that are just as much mentally tough as they are physically tough. Because, you know, you go back and, you know, I always evaluate what I'm coming into and losing four games by 13 points. That tells me the talent's here. We just got to be able to make the plays when we need to make them. And that's during crunch time. And so that's just as much as mental as it is physical. Everybody will say, well, we got to finish it. Well, yeah, no joke we do. But how do we do that? Well, we got to build that in the offseason. That way it becomes second nature in season.
Yeah, you got to finish both physically and mentally.
Yes, sir.
In the weight room, you know, obviously, as I mentioned, you've been to a number of places, worked with a bunch of different coaches. How much difference do you see from each stop in philosophy, you know, that you're maybe taking from other coaches? And how is that molded? And what is your philosophy, I guess, in the weight room? What are you trying to get the guys to accomplish?
Yeah, so I told the guys when I took the job that I want to be the most explosive, violent, physical, in-shape team in the country. That is our goal. That is our standard. We're not going to waver from that. You know, jump on or get going is kind of what we've been saying. Nice. And these guys have, like I said, they've all jumped on. Everybody's been doing what we've asked when it comes, you know, into the weight room. You know, we're going to be a ground-based movement team, also working multi-joint movements. And we're going to train, you know, from head to toe. We're going to train your neck because obviously your neck's very important. The stronger the neck, the bigger circumference, the less likely we are to prevent or less likely we are to get concussions. So it helps us prevent it. Now, that's not the end all be all, but it helps us, you know, and we're going to work from head all the way down to our ankles because, as you know, your feet and your ankles, you know, you get guys like, you know, they get banged up with feet and ankles. So we're training all, you know, we're going to be multi-joint movements, ground-based. We're going to train on our feet. 90% of our lifting sessions are standing up. You know, we're not going to be seated or we're not in a crouched position. We're going to be on our feet because you're going to play on your feet.
I like it. How would you describe what's being violent?
Being violent is striking somebody and moving the other person as fast and physical as you possibly can.
Nice.
You know, and that kind of goes back to competition, right? Am I winning or losing? So you go down in the trenches, O-line, D-line, am I winning or am I losing? Because if we win our one-on-one matchups, we're going to be successful. And so I've made a big, big challenge on our offensive and defensive lines because you win up front. Every game is won up front. Everybody's got good skill guys. You know, and it don't matter how many stars you got. Everybody's got good skill guys. The difference is up front. And that's where we've got to change the game. And we've got the guys to do it. We just got to go do it, you know, and that's what we're trying to do every day is prepare them that when game times come, when the game comes, they've already put all the work, you know, their training was harder. Their practice was harder than what the actual game was.
That kind of leads me into the next question regarding the defensive line. It's an area that could use some bulking up, some additional size. Now, what's your impression on how they've progressed since you've arrived and getting ready for spring?
To be honest, you know, there are several people from the outsiders that you know, kind of said, you know, about our D-line. But I'll be honest, I've seen a lot of changes now. Yep. And like I said, you saw spring practice, our first practice, spring two, we have a very veteran O-line coming back, but that D-line was striking too now.
Yeah.
And so they're coming along. And you know how it is. We all got to improve. Ain't nobody arrived. You know, like Malik Cunningham, he's got to improve. You know, you either get better or you get worse. And that's what we tell the guys. So we've got to keep moving forward every day. But going back to the D-line, you know, I've been very impressed. I'm kind of shocked that you know, we haven't been more successful, but, you know, it is what it is. We got to fix that. But the body here,
nice.
You know, you look at Yaya. Yaya is just as big, if not bigger, than any defensive end in the SEC, the conference I just came from. I mean, that's what they look like. You know, everybody wants to know what's the SEC. That's what they look like. You know, that's what Trayvon Walker looks like that was at Georgia, just ran combine and ran 4.52 at 275. Well, Yaya's 276, 278. You know, we got to increase speed, but you talk about a guy that's made a lot of leaps and bounds thus far and stood out in spring. He's a guy. Desmond Tell, yeah, he's undersized, but that dude's a strong, powerful cat, you know, and we got to, you know, be able to get him in shape to position where he can play all four quarters. You know, you got Ashton Gilletti, you know, he got banged up a few times and there's noticeable difference when he was in the game and what he wasn't.
Absolutely.
You know, so we got to keep developing him, but you know, he's, I never forget last week, I think it was Wednesday in practice, you know, they ran a screen and he made the play from the backside. I mean, dude's just hauling. So it goes back to effort, right? Everything goes in football goes back to effort. You know, we got talent. We got to be able to strain and strain for a long time and give championship effort every play. And so the D-line is going to get better. We're going to get there and we're going to make a lot of strides to make these fans in this state proud of the product.
Nice. Before I let you go, two more questions for you. One, how have you rounded out your staff? Who's working alongside you there?
Yeah. So I got Armand Satchel. And then I've got Jeff Stanford and I got Mike Juan Stout. Those are our assistants. And then we are in the process of filling our fifth spot. So we have five full-time positions here. So we are actually in the position right now of hiring that next guy. And then we have two interns that work with us. And then the summer we'll have about five to six interns. So we'll have about a staff of about 10 or 11 coaches in here working with the guys throughout the summer.
Nice. Obviously important that you guys get along and work well together and understand you know, what your expectations are as well.
Yeah, they have done an unbelievable job. I could not have asked for any better effort, their willingness. They want to learn. And it's been an adjustment because all three of these guys were kept over. You know, we kept them on staff. And, you know, usually when you see change, that's everybody change. Mm-hmm. But I spoke to them when I was up in Indianapolis on Friday and Saturday before the national championship game. And, you know, total my expectations and we chatted and they were all aboard and their willingness and hungriness to switch gears because the training that they were used to and the way that we do things here from last year, this year are different, you know, mm-hmm. Philosophy is a little different, but they've done an unbelievable job. And, you know, one person doesn't make this room and you know that it's the staff and it's the, it's accumulation effect, and that's what it is. So we got an outstanding staff, and we'll fill that fifth spot here in the next couple of days.
Final question for you. You mentioned Coach Satterfield at the beginning and what he means to the team and, you know, his family atmosphere. What's the connection or the relationship between the two of you on how much, I guess, freedom he gives you? Does he basically say, Ben, these guys are yours as soon as the season's over and kind of stay out of your hair? Or how does that connection work?
Yeah, yes, sir. Yeah, I'm very fortunate. Coach is very open-minded. He's not a micromanager. You know, if he hires you, he hires you to do your job, and he expects you to do your job and do it at the highest level with an elite standard. And I think our staff has done that. You know, he'll mention a few things here and there, but to be honest, he's been unbelievable to work for. You know, I kind of laid out our plan and you know, he's been nothing but supportive of that. And, you know, I couldn't ask for a better coach to work for and work with. And, you know, I'm always open-minded and tell him, you know, if there's something you want to do, you just let me know. But to be honest, he's kind of like, hey, you hit the ground running. Whatever you think is best for us, you know, I'm good for it. So, but, you know, I always try to be open and communicate with him on what's going on and what we're doing. But to answer that, man, he's just been unbelievable to work for.
Awesome. Well, hey, Ben, I appreciate you taking some time out of a always busy schedule. I know with spring going on, you guys are jam-packed. Your schedules start early and they go late, I'm sure. So appreciate you stepping into the Cards Cast with us.
Yes, sir. Appreciate y'all having me, man. Go Cards.
Again, thanks to University of Louisville Football Director of Strength and Conditioning, Ben Souders, for joining us here on the Cardinal Authority Podcast, the Cards Cast, as we call it. Great insight from him. Just listening to him kind of gets you excited for what's to come for the Louisville football program. Kind of almost wants you to get, makes me want to get out there and do it myself. But, you know, being my old self, I'll end up getting hurt. But again, appreciate Ben Souders for joining us here in the Cards Cast. Looking forward to seeing his thumbprint get even more on the football program as spring wraps up and they get into the summer months and prepare for fall camp and the 2022 season. A lot to be excited about. You could follow Ben Souders on social media, on Twitter at bsouders48, as well as on Instagram at Coach Souders. So make sure you give him a follow on both of those platforms. Before we take off from this Cards Cast, before we sign off on it, just continued momentum for the Louisville football program. When it comes to recruiting, I mean, they're just going after it in this 2023 class. Picked up their seventh commitment just a couple days ago in Jahlil McClain, the four-star listed as an athlete on 247 Sports and other networks as well. Louisville recruiting him as a wide receiver, number 305 nationally, 23rd ranked athlete in the nation, number 21 in California. His commitment, he has a 0.9007 prospect player rating on the 247 Sports composite, and that commitment makes him the second highest rated member of the 2023 class for Louisville, joining just behind teammate St. John Bosco, teammate from Bellflower, California, Pierce Clarkson, continues to hold that number one spot in the 23 class. And what it does is it pushed Louisville back into the top 10 on the 247 Sports composite team rankings, currently sitting at number 8. Pushed them back up from number 2 to number 1 in the ACC, leapfrogged right over Florida State. And currently with the average prospect player rating of 8.873, pretty much shatters what would be the previous record of Louisville, which really last year for comparison ranking was 8.626. So the 8.873 would certainly be a record for Louisville as far as prospect player rating goes. So watch for that continued momentum as we progress throughout spring practice. Wouldn't surprise me at all. Actually kind of anticipate a commitment or two, maybe more, we'll see, before or on a spring day, the spring game. So continue to watch that. Of course, we'll have it completely covered here at Cardinal Authority, along with all things spring, and then we'll continue to track the team and recruiting efforts as it leads up to the 2022 football season. It's going to be here before you know it. Again, thank you to Ben Souders, University of Louisville Football Director of Strength and Conditioning, for joining us here on the Cards Cast. For publisher Jody Demling, I am senior writer Michael McCammon, and this has been the Cards Cast.
It's the UEFA Champions League on Paramount Plus. Europe's top club soccer tournament. Champions versus champions. The best teams facing off in the knockout rounds.
Magnificent!
And it all takes place
while you're filling out financial reports at work. In the middle of your day, in the middle of your week. So use that second screen. Call in sick. Do whatever you gotta do to tune in Tuesdays and Wednesdays. Nobody watches the UEFA Champions League like us. Stream every match live exclusively on Paramount Plus.